Good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a sharp public opinion survey in your community, and we like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
All right, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following past describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. You are somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely to vote. Not at all likely to vote. Or you are not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, what is your age?
69.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't know. A lot of Republicans around here, so it's quite Republican leaders. I'd say the wrong track.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for the voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes.
We could say that you are definitely going to vote yes in favor.
Right.
All right, thank you so much. And since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for a slight property tax increase. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
And you will be definitely voting yes for this proposal.
Right.
All right, thank you. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably yes?
Probably yes.
Probably yes. Thank you so much for your answers. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? In this case, I am going to read you a list. For example, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I'm fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. With all these statements, with what is the one who gets closer to your opinion? I mean, do you think that it has to be more money to maintain existing trails, less
yes.
money, or do you agree with the proposed with the proposal of? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me what with which one gets closer to your opinion?
The $90 one.
$9. All right, thank you so much. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you a list. For example, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, improving local roads and infrastructure, improving public education and local schools, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, controlling growth and development, making housing more affordable, or reducing traffic and congestion. Which one of these do you think that is that the local elected most focused to help you and your family?
Water quality.
Water quality. All right, thank you so much. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate me that as well. For example, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. You could say you have an opinion very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you a lot. What about Grand Traverse County government? I'm sorry?
Unfavorable.
You could say that you think that is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right, thank you so much. And by last, your city or township government?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right, thank you so much. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
Okay, I thank you so much for your answers. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend its taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Yes.
You could say that you definitely trust them or probably trust them?
Probably.
All right, thank you so much. Well, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. I am going to read you a list, and you can tell me that you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. For example, to promote local economy development?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you a lot. To maintain existing trails?
Somewhat approve.
Thanks. To protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Somewhat approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities?
Somewhat approve.
To plan and construct new trails?
Somewhat approve.
Thanks. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
All right, thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options?
Strongly approve.
Thanks a lot. To increase accessibility to natural areas in open space?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. And this is the last for this part. To promote health and wellness?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you so much. Let me confirm that we have completed 41% of this survey. Thank you so much for your time and for your answers. They're very important for us. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
First one.
All right, thank you so much. You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. I'm sorry?
Are you just about done?
This service is very important to us, but we can complete this. Actually, we have a 50% of this survey.
Only 50%.
Yeah, we have completed the half of the survey. Then there is just a few.
I don't have time for this. Bye.